Shalom Aleichem. Yesterday we began chapter 15 in Yevamot, in the Mishnah Yomi, about a woman who went overseas with her husband and comes back alone and brings testimony, unfortunately passed away. Now, the rest of the chapter, we're going to explore this issue and issues of edus, of testimony, of who is believed in what situation. So Mishnah Bet, chapter 15, Beit Hillel Omrim, Beit Hillel says, Lo Shemanu, we didn't hear this rule applies, Ela Bivah Mina Katsir, only when the woman is coming from the harvest, like she was out in the field with her husband at harvest time, helping with the harvest, and saw he was, God forbid, killed. Va'ota Medina, and in the same province, Ukamaisa Shechaya, because that's the event that actually happened. There was such a case, this happened, she came back from the field, her husband had died in the field, it was the same province, and they allowed her to get remarried. Now the idea here is that the court could, in theory, investigate and send people out, it's not so far away, and they could verify it, so they trusted her because they could verify. Amru lehen Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai told Beit Hillel, Achot abamin akatzir, it's whether she came from the harvest, Achot abamin azeitim, or they were out harvesting olives. You know, sometimes there's olive-related injuries, and God forbid, and deaths. Achot abamin abotzir, or they're coming from harvesting grapes. Achot abamin medina lemedina, or even if it was overseas, even in a different country. Lo dibru chachamim, the sages only talked about bekatzir, about a harvest situation, a local situation, ela behovik, because that's the actual event that happened when they formulated the rule. But it's actually a general rule which applies not just to harvest, not just the same province, but even overseas. Chazru Beit Hillel turned back from their din, l'horut ke Beit Shammai, and they taught like Beit Shammai, they agreed with Beit Shammai. That's why in Mishnah Aleph, we said they came from overseas, because even a case where they're overseas, even a case where there's no harvest going on, she would still be believed that her husband died and be able to get remarried. We do see this sometimes in the Mishnah and the Gemara, where there's certain cases come up, and then our sages rule in response to that specific case only in the same circumstances. And in other times, they make a general rule based on a certain case, but the rule applies more generally. Let's go on to Mishnah Gimel. Beit Shammai Omrim, Tinasev Tito Kedivata. Beit Shammai says, not only can this woman who came back and said her husband passed away overseas, she can not only get remarried, she can also take her ketuva money, her marriage contract payment. Beit Hillel Omrim, Tinasev Velo Tito Kedivata. She could get remarried, but not take the ketuva money from her first husband. Amru Lehen Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai tells Beit Hillel, Hitartim erva chamura. Listen, you're allowing an erva. That's lashon arayo, lashon forbidden relationships, and that's very chamur. That's very strict. You know, someone could, God forbid, get the death penalty for doing such a thing. And as we saw in chapter 10, the consequences are very, very harsh if her original husband was actually alive when she got remarried. So lo tatiro et mamon akol. Would you not also allow her to take the money? Money is very lenient. No one's, God forbid, getting the death penalty for stealing money. They could always give it back if there was a mistake. So Beit Shammai is arguing she should be able to get remarried. If she can get remarried, she can also get the ketuva money. Amru lehen Beit Hillel. Beit Hillel responds, Matzinu she'ena achin nichnasin nachal al piha. But we see that the brothers of the husband who's allegedly deceased, according to the wife, they can't go and take his property. They can't go inherit from him. They would require actually two witnesses to his death, or, you know, to recover the body in order to divide his estate amongst his brothers. Amru lehen Beit Shammai. So Beit Shammai has a response to Beit Hillel. Halo mi sefer ketuvot nilmad. Can't we look at her ketuva and learn from her ketuva? So in the ketuva, in the marriage contract, is this language. Shehu kosev bo. He wrote to her in the ketuva, Sh'im tinase la'acher, that when you remarry to someone else, titli ma shiketuv l'chi, you can collect what is written to you in this marriage contract. Meaning when the husband passes away, as we're going to learn about in Masechet Ketuvot, the wife can stay in the household and continue to be supported from his estate. But when she goes and tries to get remarried again, she just gets the lump sum ketuva payment, and she no longer gets mizono, gets support and food from the estate. So Beit Shammai's idea here is, if she has permission to get remarried, she's going to leave his household, leave his estate of the first husband, go and get remarried, then certainly the ketuva states that she can also take the payment. The Chazru Beit Hillel, and Beit Hillel retracted, Lahurot Kedivri Beit Shammai, to agree to Beit Shammai, that if this woman comes even from another country and testifies her husband passed away, she saw it, she can not only get remarried, but she can also take the ketuva money, the marriage contract of the original husband. Yashar kol chachem.